Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. Back once again is Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Today, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission conducts its first public meeting. Now, what is the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, you may ask?
Well, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission was established as a bipartisan commission to undertake a very important nonpartisan agenda, and that is to dig in and find the root causes of what led to the financial system meltdown in this country.
That was Commission Leader Phil Angelides earlier this summer. Louise, there were congressional hearings, and there are already groups out there investigating how the economic collapse happened. So what is the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission? Is this like the 9/11 Commission of Wall Street?
Some people are comparing it to that. People are also comparing it to the PCORA Commission, which was created back in the 30s during the Great Depression to look at what caused those problems in the stock market crash then. You know, it's unclear where they're going to focus. They were tasked by Congress to study 20 specific issues, which include everything from, you know, the credit rating agencies to the fancy securitized mortgage bonds that were created, to also how the current administration and the previous administration have handled the crisis once it sprung loose. So they have a broad mandate. One of the questions is, are they going to find anything new or come to conclusions that others haven't?
Anything
they
we don't already know.
They won't be out with a report till the end of next year.
And you think they find anything we don't already know?
You know, I think what they might have is the benefit of a little more hindsight, because since they do not issue the report till the end of 2010, we're going to get a lot more information about the recovery. We're, in particular, we're going to have more insights on President Obama's administration's work to end the crisis. And so they may have the benefit of hindsight that the kind of quick observers haven't had.
Benefit of hindsight, Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and finance, economic and finance contributor here at The Takeaway. Thanks, Louise.
Thanks.